Welcome to LOA Today. I'm Walt Thiessen here with life coach Linda Armstrong. Today is Friday, September the 11th, 2020. It's 4 p.m. New York time. Wherever you are in the world, thank you for joining us for another episode of LOA Today, your daily dose of happy. And on the September 11th, of course, we send out our best wishes to people who are in remembrance of what happened 19 years ago. And hopefully most are in a much better space than they were then. And hopefully a lot of healing has happened during that time. Also, I want to let people know we're going to make a little bit of adjustment here on Fridays. Now, Psychic Rita Gigante isn't here this week. She'll be joining us again next week. But we're also going to make a change in the way we've been doing things because lately all the show has been devoted to doing readings. And what we have discovered is that while people who are tuning in and getting the readings and reacting are loving it, absolutely loving it, there's also a sizable population, proportion of our population that's kind of tuning out because they don't really want to hear all the psychic readings. So we're going to try to create a little bit of a balance here, which is what we're all about, right? We're all about balance, right? So the balance in this case is going to be, we're going to devote maybe 10 minutes out of each Friday to doing psychic readings. So we'll grab one or two questions. I'll select some from the people who've sent stuff in, and I'll try to select questions that are representative of what people are sending in so that it kind of covers as many people as possible. And then we're going to devote the rest of the show, like we have always done in the past, to a broader set of topics so that everybody can be included, because we don't want to exclude anybody here on the podcast. So Linda, you know, we're making adjustments, and I think it's going to be good.
You know what? I think it's going to be great to do that because it'll bring more discussion about. But the thing is, just so people may not realize this, with any kind of psychic reading, mediumship reading, the information that comes through is usually there for so much more than just that one person.
Right.
Where it might seem like the answer is directed to that person, but what comes through for that person will also probably resonate with a lot of others. So we don't want to not make that be known in case people didn't know that. And sometimes, because we've had it happen in the show where they're asking those questions and it brings up a topic.
Right.
And then we start bantering and talking about that topic.
Right.
So we'll just balance it more. It'll be more like we'll interject. And maybe it's not every week, or maybe there's, you know, we'll play it by ear. We always want to get here, don't we, Walt? Maybe there's like one show a month where it's only that, or maybe it is that little peppering in. We'll play it and see what happens.
Yeah, we're just going to figure it out as we go along, because it's not like we have all the answers. We're still asking the questions. So, you know, if we're asking the questions, I figure we're on the right track. That's one thing you've taught me very well over the years. Keep asking those questions internally and seeing what the answers are. So that's what we're going to continue
to do.
And actually,
maybe another way to really bringing that psychic ability of that Rita is really more very much in tune with is that whatever the topic is, okay, spirit, what do you have to say about it?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Right? Not so different from what we do with David Strickle on Tuesday. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, and it's like, I have decks of cards here. Maybe we'll pull a few, but it's like the things will come through based on what we're talking about. We've seen that happen so many times, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's also a way to encourage those listeners who really do feel like they need to have that personal information to use the LOA Today app and reach out to Rita, schedule a session. I mean, that's really the best way to get that kind of individual attention that that people often need. And that attention can be really useful, particularly for people who are dealing with some really difficult stuff. So take advantage of that.
Yeah, and you know what? I have to tell you, I've had readings from Rita before, and usually I ask her psychic questions, not so much of a mediumship thing. Mm-hmm. And it just really is beneficial, even for something that's not like, doesn't have to be urgent. It's just a question that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can you know, have a session with her, and you'll be surprised at how much comes through that you needed to hear regarding your question.
Yeah. In fact, that's a constant theme, isn't it? You ask a particular question, or you're looking for help with a particular thing, and something else comes through that's actually even more important.
Well, and this is why I'm always encouraging people to just keep asking random questions to the universe, because the answers will come in.
Mm-hmm.
They'll come in different ways. Maybe they come in through something I say, something you say, something Rita says, or some random who knows what.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And by the way, I see Jeffrey's in the live stream, and Jeffrey's out west where all those fires are happening. There's a massive series of fires, particularly in Oregon. 10% of the population of Oregon is currently evacuating. It is the greatest evacuation that state has ever had. So hopefully, Jeffrey, you're in a good place and away from all that stuff. I think you probably are if you're tuned in. So
wow.
You know, But our thoughts go with all those people and everybody. We want everybody to come through healthy and happy. So, yeah. So anyway, a couple weeks ago, one of our listeners who did send in a question that Rita answered, Chuck, who is also somebody who recommended Amy Blackford, who became a co-host on Mondays, he sent in a topic suggestion. And when we first brought it up, it was at the end of an episode, and all three of us agreed, yeah, that we could spend two or three episodes on this one. Well, we're going to spend one and see how far we can get with it. But the topic is the subconscious mind. And Chuck specifically had a way of phrasing his question, so I thought I'd start there, and then you and I, we can just kind of go with it and see where it takes us. He said, could you go into more detail on how to break behavior patterns? I've heard it mentioned several times when listeners have asked questions about dealing with household clutter or losing weight or, you know, et cetera. And you've mentioned that there's an emotional cause often to why we become stuck in various behaviors. But I would love a more in-depth conversation on how we can change patterns when we find that they are no longer benefiting us. So want to get us started?
Yeah, sure. My number one solution is get energy healing. Not because that's what I do, but because it's what I do, I know that that's what works. Mm-hmm. So, like, I've had, you know, recently I had a girl come to me who just felt unmotivated. Like, the things she could do before, she couldn't do anymore. And she's like, what's going on, you know? But she didn't understand it. And so after having, you know, a couple of sessions, she's on a coaching package. She's mm-hmm. motivated once again, and she's doing things, and she's having all this opportunity come to her. But because she had things, energetic things blocking her, programs, patterns that were repeating that maybe felt like a new pattern, but it came from somewhere else. It's just regurgitating itself. So the subconscious mind, just so you know, is based on everything that you already know.
I love it.
Right? So it only knows what it knows. That's why I try to get people to ask questions to the universe, because it gets you out of your head. Because we think, okay, something is present in our reality that we're not enjoying, right? And we can't seem to talk our way around it, or whatever we do isn't working to change it, because there's some energetic pattern that's running this program in the subconscious is running, right? Mm-hmm. So I encourage people to ask questions, because it gets you out of your head, because your head only knows what it knows. So I'm going to keep saying that, because that's what Spirit is telling me. Your mind only knows what it knows. It's based on your past experience in any lifetime. It's your past experience. So that's why when we keep doing what we know from our past experience, it keeps coming back up again. You know, and people will be like, no, I cleared that whole thing before. I'm done with that. I'm like, really? It's showing up again. Maybe you didn't clear it. Maybe you didn't go get to the root of it. And so you maybe cleared a little bit. And that's what happens a lot of times with energy healing. We start like releasing things, it makes more room. As you release, we'll call it denser energy. I don't really like to use dark or even negative. It's just like denser energy. It's not mm-hmm. as bright. It's not the light that you are, that you are, your light. Mm-hmm. So it's denser energy. As we release that and we make more room for more light to come in, then those leftover pieces that are in there of this denser energy make their way to the surface. Oh, no, wait, I'm here. Look at me. Boom. And then the next thing you know, this thing is happening in your life, right? Mm-hmm. You're like, but I thought I handled that. But maybe there was some other energetic component of it, some other attachment to an experience, like a, you know, some kind of a cord that you have connected to that, where it's just re-stimulating itself. Or mm-hmm. a particular trigger, the right trigger now comes in and it brings it up. It brings it up so you can clear it. So when you have something that keeps repeating in your life, a pattern of some sort, it's because you haven't cleared out that old energy and the mind just keeps going back to it because it only knows what exists already. So I'll leave it there and get your insight on it before we go further.
I think that's brilliant, actually, what you just laid out there. The only thing I'd want to bring in is what Abraham Hicks has taught about what the subconscious mind is, because they teach that the subconscious is basically the collection of all your previous thoughts that have been spun up into their own little vortex action, and they never really spun back down again. You know, so they're just spinning, doing their stuff and bringing wanted or unwanted stuff into your life. And then, like you say, maybe you deal with it in some way energetically, or you try to reverse it with something else, whatever. And maybe you spin it down a little bit, And so you think, okay, well, it's gone. I got it dealt with. And then you give it a little tension at one point, and boom, there it is. It's back really, really big. Well, that's what's happening. That's what the subconscious mind is. It's this collection of old vortexes that have just, they don't stop until you actually stop them. They don't stop. So,
right. So basically you're still saying the same thing. It only knows what it knows.
Yeah, exactly.
It only knows what it knows. And then, so what I love about one of the techniques I work with, which is theta healing, is that when theta healing, you know, because we get into that theta brainwave, right? And I get my clients go into that theta brainwave, which is very open and suggestive. And you can really switch things through that brainwave.
Mm-hmm.
So besides pulling beliefs that don't support you, and then with theta healing, we download you with a new belief. And a lot of times, you don't, it's a new belief, but like you don't know what that experience is like because you never had it. So mm-hmm. you also get downloaded with what it feels like to blah, 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 right? So say it's to feel confident. Download that person with what it feels like to feel confident as they walk through every step of their day, every minute of their day, building on their confidence as they go. We download that into every single cell of their body in the highest and best way for them throughout all time, space, realities, mm-hmm. all dimensions. Mm-hmm. Right? It's like putting that into the body because the body holds all this stuff, right? So, which brings me to another thought about another modality I use, which I love. It's called the gate, which works with the body. So when you have resistance to something, so say the person is feeling, okay, no confidence. You know, they don't think they could ever get this new job because they just don't have the confidence that they know enough or they have enough skills or whatever is running in their mind, right? And that could be based on shit people told them.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you're a little kid, well, you don't know any better. Listen to me. I'm the adult. I know better what's best for you, right? So then you have this program that you don't know any better.
Right,
if it
right.
stuck to you. It doesn't stick yeah. to everybody, but if it stuck to you, you have that program. So in the gate, I would guide my client to you know, they would talk to their body, like talking to the cells of your body, how it would be and what it would feel like in general, living my life, feeling totally confident that I can take on whatever I choose, right? So then you give the body time to feel that question. And if they have resistance, which is a subconscious program running, something shows up in their body. Now, I think mm-hmm. I probably did this with you before, but you might get a headache or you might feel like heavy on your chest or palpitations or pain running through here, or a lot of people get itchy or the pain in my neck and like all this stuff, and it'll show up. Your body's like red flag for me. Lets me know, okay, there's resistance there. So then I do clearings, whatever I wants to channel through regarding clearing that energy. And then once I do the clearing, it's like within seconds, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
It released. Through the body, through the cells, because we hold all of that stuff in our vehicle that we navigate this planet with, right?
And I have to admit, yeah. the first time you explained that concept to me of clearing, it kind of took me aback because I did already have an understanding of the Abraham way of teaching it. And so I'm thinking, wow, so essentially you just found a way to null those previously turning vortexes that had been turning on and on and on and on. You just nulled them that quickly. I'm thinking, that's pretty amazing. That's really
yeah, well, thanks to these beings who are able to channel that information and go out and teach it to the world, right?
Yeah. But yeah. still, I mean, it's just, that's almost mind blowing. It shows stuff really can manifest pretty darn quickly.
Oh my
it's
God.
Kind of amazing.
And I got to tell you, these days, the number one thing that comes to me while I'm doing these healing sessions over and over and over again, I even did two healing session, clearing videos on my YouTube channel you can listen to.
Okay.
And both of them have these processes of just really working with light. Because light, love, is the energy that heals everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really just been bringing in light, sending it out to the world, being in that flow of this light, this love. Because there's a lot of craziness going on out there today.
Sure.
So you can quiet that subconscious mind even just by holding that, intending to hold that higher vibration. Because as you intend to hold the higher vibration, fill yourself up with light, your vibration will raise. And when you get into, and I feel it right now, when you get into that higher vibration, like I could even feel my whole body buzzing right now, then that energy, I want to send it out to everybody listening. either live or on the replay, right? We're just going to send that energy out. But I can never seem to stop. Like, I'll send energy out to, you know, maybe I'll start with my family and I'll go through names and my animals and, you know, and then extended and friend. And, you know, it's like, oh my God, let's just send it to the world.
Yeah, right. Quicker, right?
I already talked about that before because they're included in the world, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, let's just send it out to everyone and everything that is alive on this planet that's going through these changes, through this awakening, right? And by holding that light, so the way it's been explained to me by my guides lately is as you're holding more light, those bits of darker energy or that either somebody else is projecting on you or even expectations, we talk about that here now and then, right, on the show, those subconscious programs, as they come up, right, I call them a little darker, denser energy.
Right.
As they come up, the more you hold light and holding this higher vibration, it's like they cannot penetrate. They can't come in. There's no wall. I don't like to put up barriers at all anymore at all, right? There's no wall that they can't get through. They're just trying to come to you, but you're so bright that as they're coming in, they just dissolve in the light.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Play with that. And all you got to do is just imagine just pulling energy and pulling through your hands, through your feet, through your head, from all directions, from above you, below you, and just pulling this energy of whatever it is you want to draw to you. Number one, you can do that for actualizing things to manifest in your life, right? Or you can just pull in energy. Or we just pull in the light. So you really just raise your vibration and feel yourself expanding out. And you can just imagine, okay, I'm going out 30 feet. No, okay, that's easy. Let's go out 100 feet. No, let's go out 100 miles. And you just start, we did it here on the show before, right? Start expanding your energy and just feeling yourself. It's like you couldn't even lose sight of your own body because you're just glowing so much in this energy, in this light. So any healers that are listening to this, if you're not getting this message, play with this. Maybe I'm the channel to send it to you because I'm telling you, working with light these days with everyone I'm working with, they don't even want their session to end because they feel so good. And I'm doing this virtually. I haven't done any live sessions in a long time.
Right.
It doesn't matter whether you're in person or not because it's energy, right? So, you know, they don't want the session to end because they feel so good. So lately, I've been saying, okay, listen, the energy's flowing. It's really strong. If you want to stay with this, I'm just going to sign off. Stay with the energy and it's as long as you want, right? And they're like, yeah. They just not can't even talk. They're like, because the energy feels so good.
Well, it's funny because as you were describing that, I was literally feeling it again. Because I remember that session where you led us through all that. And by the end of it, I felt like the energy was going out way, way beyond my immediate aura, as they describe it. It just felt like it was going out, I don't know how many feet.
And it was probably easier this time. So, do it every day.
Because as you're describing it right now, I wasn't even trying. Just through your description, all of a sudden, I just felt it out there. I didn't have to do anything.
And you know why? Because your body knows.
I guess, yeah.
It's like driving your car. You don't have to think about what you're doing. You just do it, right?
Yeah.
So the more that you bring in, I love that you said that. So the more that you bring in light, even like you said, trying, but you don't have to try, even as you're just doing it with your imagination, the more you do that, the more you know what it feels like to allow that expansion to happen so that someone having the conversation with you, your body's like, oh yeah, we know this. Right?
And it's very familiar.
So it's a flip on the subconscious mind, right? So we're teaching the body.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Your
yeah.
Energy to do something automatically that it learns how to do. It's a good pattern to repeat.
Right.
Like I'm never going to clear out a subconscious program that supports you. Nobody
would.
What would
be the point of that? There'd be no point to that.
We got plenty of that stuff too. Not everything in the subconscious is bad. But when those things come up that hold you back, well, yeah, then we want to clear that stuff out.
Clear that stuff out, right. Well, that makes total sense. In fact, I would think that as we learn to put out there this sense, what we're really doing is detecting what's already there. It's not like it wasn't there before. We're recognizing it. We're feeling it. We're sensing it. And as we learn to do that, we not only become more adept at helping ourselves, but like you were pointing out, almost whether we're intending to or not, we're helping everybody else. That's the thing that really captures my imagination. Because like you said, you could go through the list of, well, I got to help my animals and my family. And you can go through the list and drive yourself nuts. or you can just try to help the world, or you can just feel it and know that it's helping the world anyway without even trying. It's just doing it.
And you know what? Now more than ever, it's like light workers are anyone who wants to help anybody, basically. Right. Mm-hmm. So we can bring in more light and we want to help the world. You just do that. You just bring that light in. You just send it out. Just continually sending this energy of love out to the world. Because see, all that craziness is coming up because there's a lot more light coming to the planet. Right. Because it is changing its vibration and raising into another. We're going to be moving into a whole nother dimension. So as the light comes in, those darker energies want to come in too. They have to. They come up to the surface so that they can be cleared. It's like it's eradicating it, but we have to kind of live with it, see it, acknowledge it, to let it go. And it is dismantling. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of channelers that I've been listening to here and there. They're all saying the same thing. And it's this whole thing about, and it's going to get worse. It's going to get a little bit worse. The darkness. Mm-hmm. I don't mean necessarily the and I'm not just talking about the virus. It's like all that craziness going on in the
world.
There's
plenty of it. Yeah, sure.
Well, look at all the stuff that you don't hear much about the news, but you hear in alternative news. How many of these underground sex trafficking rings are being dismantled? Yeah. Why aren't they talking about it in mainstream news? Why don't they want you to have good news, right? So that's fine. It's just bringing up more of the crap. And everybody who came here chose to be here at this time. So they're somewhere in their whole system knows that they were going to go through this really all this torment and all this craziness. They were going to be experiencing this because as we're experiencing it and bringing light to it, it's dissolving.
Yeah. Well, I'm experiencing that directly now in my life ongoing because the only times anymore where I have conscious awareness of COVID, economy, racial, climate, I mean, all the stuff that people bring up that is going crazy right now is when somebody brings it up. But the rest of my time, it's to me, I've returned back to the old normal, except it's at a higher vibe. But I mean, I have to be reminded of the fact that I have to walk into a store and see people wearing masks and, oh yeah, we're still dealing with COVID. I forgot about that. Yeah. That's the way my life's been lately.
It's your new normal.
Yeah.
And me too. Like there are legitimate things I could worry about, but I'm like, why bother?
Yeah,
it's such a wasted energy. When you hold that higher vibe again and you ask questions to the universe, solutions just show up. And usually in a way that is for your highest good and even better than before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's happening to a lot of people through all this craziness right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's totally happening for me. So subconscious mind, you know, it's just all the things that have been attached to things you lived before. And it's so easy to go to the negative.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so easy when it feels so much better when you're in the light. Because when you're in the light, like I told you, people don't even want to get off the call with me. They're like, no, okay. This is
right.
Because they think they can't do it for themselves. So like I've been working with everyone I'm working with and saying, listen, everything I do with you, you can do for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
This is how. So I'm constantly teaching them how. And some of them choose to do it. Like I have this one guy who I give him these tools and I'm like, did you use it? No, I did it once. I'm like, okay, did it feel good? All right, good. So that's good. You did it once at least.
Right. At least, yep. Although I would recommend any of these tools, keep doing them. I mean, do the energy.
No, I know. But my point I'm trying to make is not everybody will just go to just doing them. So I'm like, well, how did you feel when you did it? Well, I felt really good. I'm like, oh, it's worth doing again then, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
But you know, you can't make anybody do anything.
No, of course not.
All you can do is just keep putting it out there. And so I know for me personally, when I'm working with people, I'm teaching them how to do it for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they can do it for themselves, guess what? They're going to tell someone else how to do it.
Yeah.
We want to spread the light.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Rita, I think it was in July, mentioned that she had gotten that HeartMath device and was experimenting with it and was getting some good results. So I decided to go out and buy it myself, and I've been experimenting with it. And it takes a little getting used to because it's actually pretty cool. I mean, what they're using is very similar to a medical tool, a heart variance something. I can't remember what the exact tool is, but it's essentially the same thing. There's a scientific name for it that begins with a PL, and I don't remember what it is. But what this thing essentially does from an experiential point of view is it teaches you to relax in your current state to the point where you just release, to the point where you're just giving into the moment. You're not trying to make anything happen. You're not trying to do anything. You're just breathing in, breathing out. You're doing it to an image that's on your smartphone screen while you're connected in to just kind of keep you in that place. And it's really a form of meditation. That's essentially what you're doing, but it's also kind of guided, but it's also measured. It's measured meditation, and it gives you feedback when you, quote, go out of coherence. That's their term for saying basically your focus level has dropped and you're not as engaged. I mean, and I can feel the difference now. I can definitely tell when I'm in, quote, coherence, unquote. I am engaged. I am focused. I can feel the focus, and I can feel if a point comes where my focus starts to wane a little bit, I get a little bit tired or whatever, boom, the thing goes right down on the meter. You know, so it's a kind of a way of training myself to recognize when am I in that good feeling place? When am I not in that good feeling place? It's a very subtle way of adjusting it. So there, and that's just one example. There are lots of different modalities we can use. You know, the energy work is a great way to do it. Meditations, mirror exercises, affirmations. I mean, there's a long list. The point is you do them, because when you do them, it feels good. You get good results. You clear out those subconscious programs. Life gets better. You actually go through a life of crisis and say, what crisis? Oh, yeah, I forgot about the crisis.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think it was the night before last. I started just absorbing a lot of what's out there, right? Mm-hmm. And okay, so I'm like, all right, so I'm feeling this energy, and it was actually feeling denser or lowering my vibration, and I'm like, okay, this isn't me. So I'm like, all right, what do I want to do with this? So what I did was I started bringing in the light and sending it out to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, just doing that took it away from me.
Wow.
Because it has to, right? Because if you start,
well, it makes sense.
You start connecting to that vibe and you're sending it out. And the reason, not only the reason to send it out, because it's, you know, damn good to do that.
Yeah,
but
sure.
It gets you in a flow. So you're just part of that flow,
yeah,
right?
That flow is
good. This love coming in, going out, just like the heart math is showing you, right?
Right.
It just flipped the whole thing around. Then I was like, oh, okay, I'm me again. I can breathe again. I feel good again. Mm-hmm. I'm not worried, because really, like you said, if you don't tune into that stuff, it doesn't come in. You're doing your stuff.
That's right.
And what's wrong with that? The more of us that are doing our stuff, not being affected by all that crap, the media, all they want to do is show you everything wrong in the media. They're not showing you any of the good stuff. There's a lot of good stuff happening as a lot of these bad structures are falling apart, but you're barely ever going to hear about that.
That's right. And when you do hear about them, it's like, huh, okay, no biggie. Yeah. It doesn't have any kind of effect on you. It has null effect, which is really quite an amazing thing, because you're used to in the past being perhaps deeply affected by this stuff. And now you hear the same thing, and it's like, wow, no emotional response. That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good. Don't get me wrong. It's just, whoa, what happened?
Yeah, well, because you know how to live in a high vibe more than you used to.
Yeah.
And that's why as you do that and hold that more, it's a little harder for you to go down that negative hole. But it doesn't mean it won't happen, because we're human.
Oh, yeah. No, it still happens at times. You know?
It's just having the tools to, first of all, recognize it, acknowledge it, and it, who does this belong to? Because I'm like, who does this belong to? Oh, it's definitely not mine. Okay? Let's clear it. It's something that was coming up in the collective consciousness, right? So I just tuned into it and did my part to clear it anyway.
By the way, one of the best ways that I've known or that I've learned to understand just how much my own connection to higher vibe energy has really improved over the years. And this is something I just kind of recognized recently, like, oh yeah, I guess that really is happening. When I do fall into a contrast situation, because like you said, we all do that. It just happens. I don't stay there nearly as long as I used to. I mean, there was a time when I would stay weeks, months. Now it's really unusual for it to be like 2 days. And that seems really long, but compared to where it was, it's nothing by comparison.
Yeah. So you know what? I would say that means that you've that means it could be, seems like. It's like putting the brakes on that subconscious mind before it can take hold. It's by noticing it. So that's what happens too. People don't notice at until you start to tune into energy more, which you have. You may not notice it until it's too deep.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So when you notice it a little bit more in the outskirts, like you're starting to feel this and you choose to feel something else, mm-hmm. all those programs do not have to be affecting you so much.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice to see them and clear them too.
Oh, God, yes. I mean, clearing, well, I've had the firsthand experience when you walked through me through my first clearing session here on a show, I guess it was about, what was it, a year and a half ago, something like that? It was a while ago. And it's a wonderful feeling because when you're done, it's like your clients are saying, I don't want this feeling to stop. Well, guess what? Fortunately, it doesn't stop for a long, long time. It actually stays with you for quite some time. It's pretty cool. And we've also had numerous conversations about various things. You've led us through meditations. You pulled cards and so forth. We've had a lot of experience with, you pull the card and it's perfect for the conversation, and the next card is perfect for the conversation, and then the next card, or, the readings that Rita has done and that you've also jumped in on the question comes up and the next question is along the same lines and the next question. I mean, you get enough experiences like that and you really start to feel, wow, this stuff is not only pretty cool, but I'm getting a repeated experience that shows me internally just how connected I'm becoming. That's right. What it's telling me. It's telling me I am getting this. I am now understanding this. I'm feeling it. And it isn't like it used to be. I mean, sometimes it is, but it used to be whenever some new experience would manifest, it would kind of jar me, like, whoa, where did that come from? I don't understand what just happened. Now, when stuff changes, it is not nearly so jarring. Sometimes it is, but usually it's not. Usually it's like, oh, well, that was pretty cool. Oh, well, that was pretty cool too.
You know what? And something that came to me this week a lot too is, and when that happens, you want to say, I'll take more of that.
I'll take more of that. That's right. Yeah.
I'll take more of that.
I volunteer.
So let's just pick a card around what we've been talking about right now.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Do it.
While you're doing that, I wanted to share a couple things from the live stream. First of all, Josie includes some stuff that was relevant to the conversation that we had with Amy and Louie on Monday. So I will copy and paste that, Josie, and include it in the conversation on Monday so I can share it with Amy. And by the way, feel free to send that kind of thing in through the LOA Today app. That's what it's perfect for. But thank you for sharing what you shared, and I'll go over it with Amy on Monday. And then Jeffrey was saying, first of all, thank you for sending the good vibes about what they're dealing with out there with fires. And he just kept, after that, typing all this stuff in. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, spiritual. Thank you for lifting us up. Thank you for light. I mean, he's just doing all this thank you, thank you, thank you stuff. So I had to recognize that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, gratitude, right?
Gratitude.
Because the more he stays in that energy, the easier his whole environment is going to get through what it's getting through.
He even got Nasha joining in. Now she's saying thank you too. So, it has that cumulative effect, right? It pulls other people into that same vortex.
You know, I saw this one woman, she has a YouTube channel, her name's Lori Ladd, it's LoriLadd. She channels a whole lot of stuff. Anyway, she lives maybe Northern California, she was saying, so maybe what's happening, I haven't been paying attention, but maybe these fires are in Southern Oregon, I don't even know.
Some of them are, yeah.
Okay, so, but she said she woke up and it was like black with smoke, she goes, like it was nighttime during the day. And so she was connecting with her guides, and the message she keeps getting, she keeps sharing it a lot on her channel. So if you want to kind of get that the other side of the veil information on what's going on, go to her channel.
Yeah.
Anyway, she said, they keep saying, do not worry. There are light beings, not in body, but light beings all over the planet working with the people in body who are working towards taking down these old systems, and with all of the other chaos that's going on in the world, that the light will win. No worries. There are light beings out there supporting all of this. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like what she said is, you want to look at the experience and see it as consciousness, because everything's consciousness.
Sure.
So you're like, okay, this is what we might want to say is a dark consciousness. Or it's the consciousness of fires and this and that and the other thing. You just want to see through it. Just look, it's consciousness and look through it. Like look past it And she was explaining something about that. So I don't even remember everything she said, but it was really just I'm totally against this whole mask thing. I think it is a pandemic, and I think it's all been blown out of proportion. I don't think it's worse than any other normal flu. I could be wrong, and you could hate me for saying it, but that's the way I feel.
No, it's your perspective. I wouldn't hate you for it.
So I'm not. Well, some people might. Well, let me tell you. I posted some stuff on my Facebook.
I won't. I swear. Right here, yeah. I promise to everybody I will never hate Linda for that perspective. I promise. I may disagree with it, but it doesn't matter. It's not important.
But, like, I just don't agree with the mask thing, right? Yeah. I mean, it hurts my heart to go in a place and see everybody wearing a fucking mask.
Mm.
It's like, it's control. It's coming down in that manner. So it hurts my heart. But I'm still going to put the mask on. Mm-hmm. I'm not letting it trigger me.
Right.
Even though I don't agree with it.
Yeah, that's really important.
But I really don't agree with it. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
But sure. I'm not letting it trigger. I'm like, okay, this is just what we're doing. This is what's keep giving some people peace of mind. And so,
sure.
Okay, that's fine. I put the thing on and go do my thing and then take it off and, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I wear it as little as possible. I put it on just as I'm walking in the door, and I pull it off just as I'm walking out.
Yeah, me
the door,
too. You know?
And I don't hang out in the store.
One foot out the door. Okay, I'm done.
Well, I'm with you on that for sure.
Yeah.
So, also, I want to react to something else Jeffrey said, because he was talking in response to what's going on with those fires out there, and he said, "Pray for rain." And that's actually something we can do. We can actually influence weather by thinking rain in the Northeast. And I would recommend being specific about it. Don't think thunderstorms. We don't need more lightning to set up more fires. But you can think gentle, what my wife calls garden rain, the gentle kind of rain that the plants love. That kind of rain has no lightning associated with it, and it will help put out fires. So let's just think that gentle rain for the Northeast.
All right. This is funny, because I'm shuffling up the cards. And I actually got this card, Seek an Expert, right? And I'm like, did I ask the question right? You know, I'm going to shuffle it up.
Yeah, ask the question right. I love
it. It's almost like I'm like, no, Spirit, I don't agree with that one. And I never do that. Maybe I had to do that now just to prove a point.
Well, I think it's funny because just a moment ago, you were talking about your favorite thing is energy work. And of course, you do energy work for a living. You are an expert in it. So, I mean, here you are saying, well, I don't want the energy card, expert card, even if I am an expert.
Yeah, I don't know. It just, for some reason, and I'm telling you, I really never do that. But here I did it.
Yeah.
And I shuffled it up. What did I get the second time?
The same card.
The same card.
I have a feeling somebody's trying to tell us something.
I got the same card, and so I'm like, okay, Spirit, I'm sorry, I didn't show it. I didn't trust you. I know I always trust you, but I didn't trust you. I didn't trust you. So
apparently is quite persistent. That's nice to know.
Yeah. And it's also, you know, for me, like, Don't go against what you normally do. The cards come up, the cards come up. I mean, we just pull them in. Okay, so let's see what they have to say.
52. Okay.
That's really funny. It's funny, number one, that I did that. Mm. And secondly, that I got the same card again.
Yeah, well, it's not like you, but actually getting the same card again, believe it or not, sounds normal to me on this show, because we always get the right card.
Right, and they're making a point. Mm-hmm. We always get the right cards.
We do.
Listen to Walt.
Yep.
Okay, so it says seek an expert. It says the ego loves to struggle through problems on its own, refusing to seek the support and advice and expertise of others. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ego thinks it knows everything.
No kidding.
It likes to be in control and views soliciting assistance as a weakness that it doesn't want to indulge in. Yet, if you had a toothache, would you attempt to fix your own tooth? Or would you see a dentist? If you hurt your back, would you visit a doctor or a chiropractor or suffer through the pain? If your car breaks down, would you call for a tow truck or push the vehicle to your destination?
I like that. That's good.
The spirit freely seeks the support and assistance of others when help is called for without hesitation or judgment. This not only makes life easier, it also allows others to share their light with you. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay. Right now, you are at the limit of your own expertise and could use some aid. Seek the input of an expert, someone who is able to offer you knowledge you don't readily possess for yourself. It can be an advisor, a counselor, a teacher, a guide, or even your partner. Don't allow the false pride of the ego to subject you to suffering through the present, when with a little help, you can sail through the choppy waters of these times with grace. All right. Well, that's, you know, it's even more interesting because as I was talking about the different modalities that I use, because I wanted to share how the energy works, I thought to myself, people are going to think this is like a show just to promote myself. Mm-hmm. That thought did go through
my
mind.
Oh, yeah. I'm totally on board. I get that feeling because that's a feeling I try to stay away from too on the show. So I get it.
I'm like, yeah, I'm not promoting myself. Yeah. I wasn't promoting myself. I was just going through the things that I know that work, that I've seen work and how they do it, right? So you can go to me or anyone else. Seek an expert.
Since I'm not the one that they're coming to for the energy work or for the psychic readings, I feel like I can actually do the promotion. So I'm going to do the promotion, say, Linda's the right person to go to for the energy work. Rita's the right person to go to for the psychic work. So, you know, and by the way, that's why we created the LOA Today app, so you can reach out to them. So, you know, do the stuff. These guys will help you out. Seek out that expert.
Right. And I would add to that, no matter who you work with, it'd be great if you find someone who can help you to understand how it works so you can do it for yourself in between sessions.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, that's one of my motivations with doing LOA Today and has been from day one to not only, learn stuff for myself, and I've certainly learned a ton along the way, but also to provide as much information as I can to listeners through the various experts I brought onto the program, people like you who really know how to teach this stuff and know how to help other people out so that they can do it themselves. I mean, I think there's nothing more important than being able to do it yourself. And I'll give you kind of an offhand example. It isn't obviously in line with this, but if you think about it, you'll realize it is in line with it. Yesterday on the show, Dan Mangana, Alex King, and I were talking about latest steps that I've been taking with his money game. The money game is where you manifest, you know, small amounts of money over time, and you just start building and building and building your belief system that you're going to manifest stuff. And so I was giving him an update on the latest thing that had happened. And in the course of talking about this, what came out of it was this realization that, you know, as we are focusing on the stuff that is important to us, we can get tripped up. But the tripping up isn't that big of a deal. And that's kind of what we're talking about here. When we're talking about needing to reach out for help to somebody else, we're kind of tripping up on stuff, and it's not that big of a deal. The only big deal is when you don't do anything about it.
So I'll follow up on that, too, because I got the message, because I don't want to mislead people. I can do a lot for myself, but I can't do it all because some of the stuff I'm not able to see. Yeah. Because of the subconscious programming that doesn't permit me to maybe go to what that thing was because I'm not ready to face it or who knows what. Most of the time, through the things that I do for everybody else, I can do that for myself, but not all the time. Mm-hmm. Even though I know how to do it, because sometimes it's really hard to see your own stuff.
Sure.
It depends on what it is. So yeah, I'll seek an expert for sure. In fact, I love seeking experts because it's time for me to be like, okay, you guys do it all. Let me just.
Yeah. It's fun. Oh yeah. Yeah. Whenever you're getting expert help, it's a lot of fun. And that's one of the best things about being a host on a show like this, because of course, you know, you come onto the show and you do some energy work. Who do you try it on? You try it on me. It's like, oh, cool. All right. Here we go.
Yeah, it's good stuff. It's like you couldn't give yourself a full body massage. You can do. It's a good analogy. You can do like a lot of parts, but you can't do all the parts.
That's true. Now, when we're talking about the subconscious mind, we're also talking about how to program it to focus on what we want to focus on instead. I mean, certainly we need to clear out the stuff that is getting in the way, the old programs that are coming up and blocking us from accomplishing whatever we want to accomplish. But we can also use the subconscious mind to our advantage. So let's talk about that for a moment. You can actually program your mind to focus on what you want to focus on.
Train your brain.
So
I'll do that. I'll make up recordings for myself that I'll listen to while I'm sleeping. I'll just plug my AirPods in, or if it's something that my husband would benefit from, I just play it and both of us can take it in while we're sleeping. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 'Cause you can't, why not? Well, that's the whole thing with reprogramming it, right? We can delete all the junk that doesn't support us. Right. And we can add new stuff, because how was the old stuff put in there anyway?
It was through a thought process.
Yeah. Through or something that that repeated itself. And you're like, oh, okay. So you make a new belief or a whole new system within you that follows that thing that repeated. Because now in your mind, this is the truth, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
So, yeah, you can totally. And that's the whole thing. That's why I like blending all the different modalities I use. 'Cause like with Theta Healing, when I was explaining how we download you from mm-hmm. the creator, right? From source, from universe, whatever you want to call it, with ways of being. Mm-hmm. It's a new program to download into the cells.
Yeah.
Right. That when you hold that program and you start carrying out or being that program, it's now your mind is like, oh, when we do this, this happens. Oh, this is good. When we do this, this happens. Instead of the programs of, oh, it's not safe to do that because you know what happened the last time. Mm-hmm. Right? So you are reprogramming it. Yeah.
That's really what the point is of the Abraham Hicks teaching and the secret and the basic LOA teachings, which is you pivot your attention away from the thing you don't want to the thing that you do want. Well, the reason you pivot your attention to the thing that you do want is so that you can keep repeating it and turn it into a pattern in your subconscious mind. That's how you create the program. So, I mean, the direct answer to Chuck's question, how do you change the patterns? You literally change it by creating a new pattern. Now, yes, you want to clear the old pattern out of the way, but once you've done that, you create the new pattern, and then you just keep living it. You keep replaying it over and over again, consciously, until you actually are doing it subconsciously.
Absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up because we didn't hit that yet.
Right.
Okay. So you know what? So I picked another card and I picked it from the Intuitive Life Coaching deck. I love this deck.
Okay.
I actually haven't used it in a while. And here comes a card. I'm not going to doubt it. I'm just going to go with it. Right? So career transition.
Career transition. What does it say? Your soul yearns for a career with purpose. Okay.
It says your soul is yearning for a career aligned with passion and purpose. Yeah.
Okay.
You can't see it all from there, but there.
Yeah, I can see it now. Yeah.
Okay. So let's see, because maybe there's a lot of people who need to hear this.
Well, I can tell you just intuitively, it makes sense considering here in the U.S. how many people are out of work at the moment or who have been in unemployed state because they're dealing with being in a lockdown situation. I suspect there are a lot of people who have career information needs right now.
And not only that, with all the stuff that's happened energetically on the planet, it's a time really that people, and like maybe they're losing their jobs because maybe the ones losing their jobs are because their soul is like, this is not what you came here to do. We need to move into a new direction. Because I've had so many people that I worked with that totally switched careers, totally. Mm-hmm. From one thing to the other, the two of them didn't even have anything to do with each other.
Well, Rita gave a reading last week to a woman who was trying to figure out what else should she be doing at work. And Rita said, get your resume out there. I mean, you've done everything you could do. It's time for you to move on. I don't see you in that space in X amount of time. You know, right. So there's another example of the same thing, the exact same phenomenon.
Okay, so let's see what they say in this book. So it says, now's the time for soul searching. Your soul is yearning to express itself through your career. You're being asked to let go of limiting beliefs that say you cannot do what you love and still earn a living. So that's the whole thing. Because your soul will take you to do what you love. And some people are like, yeah, but I love doing this. How can I make money? No, you can. If you love doing it, because you're in that vibration, you don't know how many different ways it could actually come in that the mind will limit you from seeing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's why we ask questions. So if you love creating art, you're like, okay, how can I create this artwork and make a living at doing it? You just ask the questions to the universe and then you see what pops in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it says this limited way of thinking is keeping you from moving forward into a career in alignment with your soul's expression. This card comes to you today to tell you that it is possible to do what you love for a living and thrive. Let go of old conditioning that says otherwise. It's time for you to dream again. Spend time thinking about what makes you happy and ask your guides and angels for assistance with a new career. If you focus on the pure joy of doing what you love, the money will be a result of that joy. And that's true because money follows joy. Money follows joy.
got to write that down as a hashtag. That's a good
of course
one.
It has to, because the universe wants to give you everything you want. It only knows how to give you what you're asking for. Mm-hmm. So when you're in that higher vibration, you're holding a high vibration of joy. You're not asking, you're not putting out to the universe miserable stuff.
Yeah. They're pretty much mutually exclusive, actually.
Yeah. So it says, let go of all the beliefs that tell you that it is not possible. It is possible, and you're getting ready to discover this very soon. Dream big and have faith. You're getting ready to experience a career transition that is in alignment with your soul. All right. So whoever that card directly spoke to, let us know. Use the app. Send us a message.
I think it spoke to me, among other people, to be perfectly honest. Yeah. I mean, I love doing the podcast. It hasn't turned into an income, but I keep doing it out of a state of joy because I love doing it. And I'm trusting that it's going to turn into an income. And one of the ways that I've wanted to do that, mainly I've always just wanted to keep building the audience, because I know if the audience builds up big enough, the income is going to come. I mean, you can't really keep it out after a while. So that's been my main objective, just to reach more and more people and get people that daily dose of happy. Along the lines, a few weeks back, Rita stopped in the middle of a reading and said, I got a message for you. Well, you need your own radio station. I thought, well, where did that come from, right? And then that has turned into like an ongoing thread. So like the following Wednesday, I told Cindy Chavez about it. We talked a little bit about it. Thursday, I told Dan Mangana about it. He said, oh, I've done all the research on that. I can give you all the information on how to, it's easy to create your own radio station. So forth. Oh, okay. But we never actually did the meeting afterward. We said we were going to, but we never actually did. And then a few days after that, I got a overnight message in the middle of the night. I woke up with, well, there's also cable access. Now, I hadn't thought about cable access in 25 years. I actually investigated cable access 25, 30 years ago and forgot about it entirely. And for those who don't know what cable access is, if you are in the United States and you have a cable system that you're subscribed to, you've seen it on your channel. There's like the community channel, right? That's cable access. And that's what all of the cable systems have to make it possible for ordinary citizens to create TV programs. It's been there all along. Who's using it? You know, people who are, you know, doing community service things like, you know, we're going to teach you how to take care of your health today. Or, you know, it's that usually that kind of programming. I'm thinking, why not LOA today?
Yeah.
So I've actually reached out to my local cable access to find out, okay, well, what are the rules and regs? What do I have to do? I put a little ad on Craigslist because I knew I would have to get a couple of, you know, a cameraman and a technical person and so forth. Said, thinking about doing this. Anybody interested? Let me know. Guy contacts me and says, I'm out of work right now. And I said in the ad, this is for a law of attraction. I want a daily dose of happy. I want to build people up and so forth. He knew nothing about any of that, but he has some free time. Yeah, I'll be your cameraman. Okay. Just. It just becomes an ongoing manifestation. And it's, and that's really what my point was. It just kind of keeps rolling. If you just let it, if you just go with it, enjoy.
When you allow the energy to flow to you and through you, it'll just keep coming. Yeah. That's our work. We just have to find our way of being able to do that.
Yeah. I can't wait to see what the next step's going to be. We'll find out.
And isn't it interesting how you already investigated what you needed?
Oh,
it
yeah.
Just, you know, it's like, it's always there. We always have the information we need. We're just not accessing it.
And that's what they call the inspired action. I was inspired. So I said, okay, well, you know, I'll reach out. I'll find out. I didn't even know what the station was called. I had to go look it up. But I looked it up. Oh, that's what it's called. Okay. They got a form. Fill in the form. No problem. You know, inspired action.
And actually, you know what? By you saying that, it reminds me, because I remember telling you about the Leo King, right? He has his own TV station in his own warehouse. He just does his whole thing. It's online and it goes out wherever it goes out. Right. Actually, it's mostly subscriber based. He's been doing this whole big thing on what's happening with the planets right now. Now, I think I'm probably going to take his course to learn this because I'm curious about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it's Mars is in retrograde along with like 5 or 6 other planets all at the same time. And for the next couple of months, it's going to be like, he calls it the battle of the gods. It's
okay.
Going to be really crazy energy. It started on the 9th, 2 days ago. And a big part of all of this is you are being called to do what you came here to do, what you love to do. Like exactly what I started off saying before we did this.
Right.
And that things are just going to fall away. If you've been trying to make something work and trying to make it work and you keep hitting the wall, hitting the wall, hitting the wall, that wall's trying to tell you to look somewhere else.
Yes.
To do more what look inside and see, oh, maybe that's something you thought you needed to do or whatever the, or someone told you you needed to do or you were good at, who knows what it was. Maybe it's not truly what's within you. Mm. And if it is truly what's within you, look for another way to do it. Open up to there's other ways of doing it. So there's going to be big changes going on like that.
Yeah, I'd even add on to that, not just open up to other ways, open up to other ways that don't seem like other ways necessarily. Open up to the possibility that there are ways you hadn't even considered and just, you know, let them come in.
It's called expanding into the energy.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
All right. So now I'm on the, we're running out of time. So enchanted mat, and we get it upside down. Intention.
So it's inverted.
Intention. There's the camera, right? Right there.
Okay. There it is. Intention.
Okay. So let's see what it says. Oh, and number 22. It's a good number.
Okay.
Okay, 22. Right there. All right, let's read. Oh, but we had it in reverse.
Right.
I almost forgot that. So this card's about deliberate, clear intentions have the power to change your world. So in the reverse, it says, are you clear about your intentions? Or are you in a foggy state of denial about your true motives and or ambitions? Mm. This is a time to step back and gain perspective and clarity about your direction. Check your motives and ask if they are sincere. Are you pursuing some goal blindly without asking its cost? Good intentions are being misinterpreted. Now's the time for self-evaluation and self-nurturing. You will benefit greatly if you take time out and regroup. So that's exactly what we were just talking about with the energies, right?
Yes, right.
With what's happening with the battle of the gods.
The battle
of
the gods.
All the different planets up in the sky.
It reminds me, I got to make that a hashtag too, battle of the gods. It's such a good phrase. I like it.
Yeah, and like he knows, this guy can just rattle off how the planets were aligned at certain times in history, what was going on.
Wow, that's pretty crazy. Yeah.
It's pretty crazy when you listen to this stuff.
That's somebody who really has studied.
And a lot of what's going on now, well, I guess this Mars in retrograde hasn't happened since, I don't even remember what the year was, but like 30-something years ago.
Mm-hmm. With maybe all the stuff like that.
In the 80s or something. And some of the things that happened at that time, you can see them playing out now.
Mm-hmm.
In maybe the same form or a similar form, right? So there's a lot of... There's a lot to what happens in the stars. And in you know, he'll say, and a lot of people say, as above, so below. Well, yeah, as above the universe, mm-hmm. and us here on the planet, mm-hmm. below.
Yeah. Good stuff. Before we run out of time, I want to remind people who have downloaded the app and have not shared it, time to share, time to let more people know. That's why we created the LOA Today app, to make it easy to share with other people how to connect to the podcast. That was always a big issue. You know, you had to understand how the podcast softwares work. And we had to explain, you have to do this, that, and the other thing and so forth. Oh, it's so easy, but we'd give you like 20 steps to do. Now it's just download the app. That's it. And you're done. And that's one of the reasons we made this thing. Plus, if they need any kind of incentives, shall we say? Well, the incentives are built into the app because we have Linda's High Vibe Living Course. We have Cindy Gervais's Lovely Magician's Guide to Soulmate Success. We have Dan Mangana's The Money Game and his audiobook Beyond Intention. I mean, and we're just going to keep adding stuff to it. So you get all these value adds, as if you needed more than just the podcast, right? That wasn't enough. We had to give you more. Well, we like giving you more. That's actually a good thing. So share the app. And share with us what's been happening with the app. Let me know if you run into problems. Some of our listeners have been doing it, Linda, and I've been getting some really good feedback that way.
Oh, cool.
And I'm working on some of those issues right now. So, yeah, take advantage and share the app. And by the way, even though Alex isn't here today, make sure you're also subscribing on YouTube, too, so you can actually see us as we're doing the live stream. I mean, if you can be here for the live stream, like Nasha and Jeffrey and Josie, that's great. But even if you can't be here, you can watch the replay and see what we're doing, see the wings behind Linda, see my... You know, planet Earth behind me, and it's cool. It makes it much more fun. So, yeah, subscribe on YouTube.
Yeah, I have angel wings. I have angel wings, and you have the universe. How much?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We got it covered. How about that?
Yeah.
Good stuff. All right. Well, Rita's going to be back next week, and we'll get a couple of questions answered. But I'm going to have to actually do a little selecting with which questions will we include. And I don't even know the answer to that, but we'll deal with that. And we're going to go back to expanding the topic a bit, and so. We're going to get back to the discussion mode some more, which is going to be a good thing. I'm looking forward to that. Hope you are too. Thank you, live streamers. We appreciate your input. Jeffrey didn't stop, by the way. I just have to tell you. After he did the thank yous, he started doing all the things that he loved. I mean, just like this ongoing flow of stuff. So I just had to recognize what Jeffrey was saying. And by the way, Jeffrey, apparently I said the Northeast earlier. I meant the Northwest, so I apologize for that. But I mean, it's just like this flow coming here. Thank you for a career with purpose. I love doing so many things. I am happy and grateful that I'm paid to do all of them, and I'm thriving. Thank you for the beautiful. I mean, just like on and on and on and on. It's great.
Awesome.
I love it. I mean, Jeffrey has found a way to just find joy. That there's a method right there. That's his own way of getting there. And I love it. It's fabulous. If you want to see what Jeffrey's doing, join us on the live stream. Anyway, it's been great, Linda. I hope you have a great week, and hope you have a good weekend lined up.
Thank you. And you too.
Thank you much. Thank you to our podcast listeners as well. We'll see you all next time here on LOA Today. Goodbye, everybody.